Joined now by the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett. Chuck, good afternoon.
Guys, how we doing? Trey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Doing well, Chuck. You did pretty good for your first game ever.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Hey, it seems like that sometimes, that's for sure.
Was it a welcome surprise to actually get to call a victory? Because you only had four of those last year.
Yeah, well, you know, I hadn't really thought about that. But, yeah, I mean, it was fun. They, you know, I thought they just came out on that first drive. They just, you know, they set the tone. I mean, they dominated them physically, and that was just kind of the way it went all day, I thought.
Did you get to see much of fall camp?
I saw quite a bit of it, yes.
And so you kind of had an – what was your assessment of the team going into the game then Saturday? And was your assessment pretty much – did it play out the way you thought it would?
I didn't know, frankly, that they'd be quite as dominant along the right side of the offensive line as they were. I think those guys that they've got there, they've played, but you've not really seen them do it in a game. There's a difference between doing it in practice and doing it in a game. But this is a much more physical football team, and I can tell you it's that way on a daily basis. And they were well prepared. The thing that I thought, the overwhelming sense that I had Saturday, was that this was really one well-coached football team. They were prepared. They didn't make a lot of the fundamental mistakes that you make in first ball games. And there were a few here and there, and there's always a lot of improvement after the first game. But I thought they really were sharp in what they did. I thought it looked like a typically coached Brett Bielema team. If you look at the teams that he had at Wisconsin, if you watch some of that video, and it's not going to be that easy every Saturday, but it you know, it was fun then.
And, Chuck, I know you didn't get to hear his post-game comments to the media unless you went back and watched it, because obviously you're still trying to finish up the game broadcast. But he said something that I listened to, and then I thought for a second, I was like, this coach leaves no stone unturned. He had talked to some other people about how they prepared for games and how they were going about it differently this year because of the way that he wanted them to go about it. And he said that games can be lost on Friday night and Saturday morning. And he said this team was not going to let that happen.
You know, he's got an interesting way that he goes about, you know, doing things a day or two before the game. And it's frankly a lot different than what we've seen before. He, you know, if you'll notice today, I mean, they do everything on campus. They do everything on campus before they leave for every trip, Little Rock or somewhere else. And so they'll do all their work on campus here tomorrow, and they won't leave until about 3 o'clock. And generally speaking, he likes to get to the hotel about 6. And from what I'm told, every trip we take, we're going to get there about 6 o'clock. But he's pretty regimented in the way he does things. So most of what they do is done on campus. Whereas, for example, Bobby Petrino, you'd get there in the middle of the afternoon. And Matt, I think, used to know it was kind of like this too. You'd get there in the middle of the afternoon. You'd have a little downtime. You'd have some meetings. You'd have some dinner. You'd have some more meetings. And this is going to be a situation where a lot of the stuff they do is going to be done in Fayetteville. And that's what they're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a lot of coaches. They're very routine. And Coach Nutt, we would you know, get there and like you said, have some meetings. Then as a team, we would go watch a movie together,
right,
eat,
right,
and stuff like that. And then again, though, we always had a walkthrough. I mean, even if we had a 12 o'clock game or 1 o'clock kickoff, that might be a shorter walkthrough. But if we had a kickoff at 6 or 7:30, even a 3:30 or 4 o'clock kickoff, we're going to go walk through for 45 minutes, you know, 4 or 5 hours before the game.
Yeah, now they may do something around there Saturday morning. I don't know that it's going to be necessary. I don't think it's going to be at the stadium. But I can remember seeing you guys in the parking lot.
That's, yeah.
Chuck, we've been told that it is going to be at the stadium at 11 o'clock.
Okay, well, then you've got some information I don't have, and that's
well,
good.
And if this is the first time they've seen the stadium, we've
right.
done that also. Like, if we're going to Georgia or to Alabama or whatever, you have a lot of freshmen playing, you want to go and walk through for 20 minutes at that stadium for quarterbacks. Hey, look at the 25-second clock. Look at the Little Rock scoreboard, how the time is only on one side of the scoreboard. Now, there's two play clocks, but the real main scoreboard. So get used to that. Get used to seeing where the – I want to say Georgia, maybe the 25-second play clocks were, like, lower than
yeah.
usual. You know, get used to seeing that so you don't have that delay of game.
Yeah. That's a good point, and I am glad they're going over there Saturday morning. I was not aware they were. I think that's good. And but you know, every coach has got a little bit different routine, and his is going to be different than the ones who were here before.
Definitely, and obviously a trip down to Little Rock, one that those players that are telling the freshmen all about, I'm sure the freshmen are excited. And I know Coach Bielema is excited to get down to Little Rock and see what this crowd can do on Saturday.
Well, yeah, and I think it's going to be fun. It's always fun, and there's going to be great tailgating on the golf course Saturday, and they're going to, you know, a team's going to come down Markham Street, and everybody's going to be fired up, and it's going to be a good day. And I know for the kids from Central Arkansas, it's going to be an important ball game. And you know, you think about guys like Hunter Henry, and you know, just the new guys, Hunter Henry, Martrell Spade. I mean, there's some guys that I know are looking forward to playing on that field.
Talk about, Chuck, the just from your perspective, the difference of a game in Little Rock as opposed to Fayetteville.
Well, it's a, you know, obviously the stadiums are different, and it's a you know, one's got more people than the other, and I think they're both they're hard to compare because they're so different, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, one's on campus and one's, you know, 2.5-3 hours away. I think the crowds at both places are good. I think probably the tailgating is a little bit more centralized than Little Rock. But, you know, the one thing I can honestly say over the years is that I've enjoyed all the games at both places. And I can say that as a fan and as a broadcaster, too. As a broadcaster, I like Little Rock because you're closer to the field. But,
right.
You know,
easier to see.
That's just a selfish reason right there. So, But there's a lot of unique aspects to both stadiums, and you know, I can, and I know you guys can too. I mean, you can go through a lifetime of memories at War Memorial Stadium, and Matt, you probably provided the greatest one. But it's a lot of magic in that place. There's been more than one miracle on Markham.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to play. It really is a home game in every sense as far as being a Razorback player. Now, I know, you know, with recruiting stuff and everything like that, maybe it's technically not with all that, but it really is to the player. It feels like a home game. And in talking about this next game coming up, do you think any sense up there that they're taking this one seriously, you know, that they're not overlooking this Samford team?
Well, I think right now when you've got a new coaching staff, number one, I think, frankly, that helps because they're not anywhere close to where they want to be. And now, you know, kids are kids, and I think everybody understands this is a game that, you know, if Arkansas goes out and does what they're capable of doing, they, you know, they should win pretty handily. But I think the challenge this week is to remain efficient. And it kind of goes back to, you know, the appearance last week of a well-coached team. I thought they were very efficient offensively. And I'm going to look for that again Saturday night. And I think you do that regardless of who you're playing. You can get better. You know, there are going to be situations that come up in this game and all the early season games where you've got an opportunity to work on things. And I think back to last week where they, where they went for it there at the end. It wasn't, that they were – trying to run it up or not try to run it up. I mean, you may have a game where you got to make a 4th-and-3 or a 4th-and-4, and you need to work on that. So I'm sure some of those situations will come up Saturday night, but I would expect this team to go out and be a workmanlike team. I think that's going to be what they hang their hat on this season. And frankly, I'll be disappointed if it's not that way because I thought for a first game they were sharp, and I think they expect to be better this week.
Chuck, a lot going on this Saturday at War Memorial Stadium. Military appreciation.
Yeah, and of all the Razorback games I've been to, we all had a lot of memories for whatever reasons of particular games, but I thought the 9/11 tribute a couple of years back was really one of the neatest things I've ever seen. And I know this is not going to be identical to that, but there are going to be a lot of similarities. And, you know, I know this is a state that takes a lot of pride in the people that, the men and women that wear the uniforms of our services. And so, you know, to have them there and to make it a special night for them, I think it's a good idea, and I hope it's something they do regularly.
And there are tickets available, and they can, fans, if they want to go and support the Razorbacks, support those men and women in uniform, 1-800-982-HOGS.
Yeah, and, you know, I know there's been a lot made about tickets, and I know there's been some articles in newspapers and things like that. It's a focal point. I'm not going to bury my head in the sand on it. What I hope is that as we move forward, not just in this game, but in subsequent games and in subsequent seasons, that you know, we focus on going to watch the Razorbacks play. You know, I can remember when I was a kid, the very first game I went to, I watched them play Tulsa, not a marquee opponent, but I remember a whole lot about that day. And, you know, when you're a young person and your parents are taking you to the game, you don't think about who they're playing. I mean, if they're playing a big opponent, that's great, but it doesn't ruin the day if it's not that way. I think in terms of television and its effect on college football, there are so many made-for-television marquee matchups that as fans we pay attention to those, and we just don't view the others as being as important as they really are. And you know, people have to make their own decisions about whether or not they go to the game, and tickets aren't free. So, you know, I understand that too. But I really hope as we move forward, whether it's in Little Rock or Fayetteville, that our fans will fill both stadiums and support this football team and this coaching staff, regardless of who the opponent is. And, you know, I've never been to Little Rock when it was in a great atmosphere. And I'm going to be surprised if it's not that way Saturday night.
And hopefully get off the losing track in Little Rock.
Yeah, I mean, there for a while it was, you know, never lost in Little Rock. And I think that that's, in fact, I know that's a, you know, that's a streak they'd like to start up again.
Chuck, as always, we appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and we'll see you Saturday down here.
Guys, thank you. Always like visiting with you.